Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, February 2nd, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Storms hit the Northeast with up to 2 feet of snow in some places. The campaign to recall California Governor Newsom growing. LA allows some outdoor dining, but bans televisions. Wait till you hear this. Arizona, the worst place in the country for COVID. Anxiety keeping 4 in 10 Americans awake every night. Also ahead, is a new civil war brewing in America? But first, folks in Pennsylvania to Maine, digging out after a powerful nor'easter dropped 24 inches of snow in some places, including my front yard. Also, a foot and a half in New York's Central Park. Flights canceled or delayed at airports from Baltimore to Boston, storm forcing many hospitals to postpone COVID vaccinations. More than a million Californians signing a petition to recall Governor Gavin Newsom. Organizers need another 300,000 signatures by mid-March to put it on the ballot. The Democrat faces a growing backlash over his handling of homelessness, crime, anti-police protests, and COVID shutdowns. He was also caught eating at a posh restaurant during a lockdown. Los Angeles residents can once again start dining outdoors, but not while watching TV. Officials warning all restaurants to disconnect the televisions or face sanctions. The thinking is that TVs will cause customers to gather during the Super Bowl and other sporting events. Arizona now reporting the highest rate of COVID in the country. Despite the surge, officials there have refused to close bars, restaurants, gyms, movie theaters, and concert venues. Arizona, just one of 13 states that does not have a mandatory mask mandate for people in public places. New survey from OnePoll says Americans are increasingly anxious about the next 24 hours, so-called next-day anxiety, causing 41% of adults to stay awake at night. 61% say they've lost hours of sleep due to stress. Respondents blame COVID, financial problems, and the political climate for their lack of rest. In a moment, that political climate getting even worse. We'll prove it after this. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, unity. That's what President Biden said he would bring, but it's not going to happen. Here's why. A new study out of Stanford's Hoover Institute interviewed 2,000 Americans about political beliefs. Here are some of the results. Do you oppose a carbon tax? That's a global warming play. 71% of Republicans oppose it. 31% of Democrats oppose it. Do you oppose a $15 national minimum wage? 52% of Republicans say no. They don't want that. 9%, just 9% of Democrats don't want a $15 minimum wage. Do you favor a $12,000 guaranteed income for Americans? 26% of Republicans favor. 62% of Democrats want free money going out from the federal government. And the most important question, is socialism better than capitalism? 8% of Republicans say it is. I don't know who those 8% of Republicans are. That's pretty strange. 51%, the majority of Democrats, say socialism is a better system than capitalism. Now, that is a huge problem. because that goes to the heart of the American system. We are a capitalist nation, a country that promotes a free marketplace, not one run by a central government. We promote self-reliance, success based on merit. Socialism is the opposite. It promotes guaranteed outcomes, no matter how irresponsible you are. 51% of Democrats favor socialism now? That's crazy. And there's more. Do you agree political correctness is a big problem? 73% of Republicans say it is. Just 34% of Democrats. Do you believe we should ban assault weapons? 81% of Republicans say don't ban them. 38% of Democrats don't want them banned. Abortion, should it always or generally be legal? Just 32% of Republicans say it should be legal. 73% of Democrats. So you see the enormous divide in this country. Unity is impossible with these attitudes because the attitudes are not going to change and bitterness is rising. What the country needs is a strong, honest leader to lessen the threat of a social civil war. I do not believe violence is going to break out, but I don't see detente. I don't see compromise. These are hardened attitudes. And with the younger generation being indoctrinated by left-wing schools, it's just going to get worse. It comes down to progressives against traditional Americans. And Joe Biden, of course, has thrown in with the progressives. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. Disagree? I'd like to hear from you. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment. Something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Should the Los Angeles Times be canceled for things it did in the 1940s? So, as you know, World War II broke out in the early 1940s between America and Japan after Pearl Harbor. Between December 1941 and February 1942, the LA Times ran a series of articles promoting isolation, detention, and incarceration of all Japanese-born Americans. Headlines included Japan now pictured as a nation of spies, eviction of Jap, their word, aliens sought, American Japs removal urged, Japanese already here send data to Tokyo, all from the LA Times. One Times writer on February 2nd said, quote, are Japanese Americans citizens by accident of birth? But they are Japanese nevertheless. A viper is nonetheless a viper. Eventually, the media frenzy surrounding a possible invasion of the West Coast by Imperial Japan led to the forced relocation of 120,000 people of Japanese ancestry into camps across the American West. At its height, the U.S. government held citizens against their will at 40 sites in 10 states. President Franklin Roosevelt authorized Executive Order 9066 on February 19, 1942, which allowed regional military commanders to designate military areas for the detention of Japanese Americans. California defined anyone 1/16th or more of Japanese lineage as sufficient to be incarcerated. Amazing. And the LA Times was all for it. Internment was not limited to the Japanese, but included American citizens of German and Italian families as well. So the question is, should the LA Times be held accountable for this? The Supreme Court in 1944 ruled it unconstitutional and it stopped. But the Times drove the hysteria against Japanese Americans. With California knocking out George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson from school names, maybe we should take a look out there at the LA Times. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.